Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Faith Focus Weekly Discipleship Podcast. My name is Kevin Rognes, and I'm just very grateful that you would join us today. I just always want to remind you to make sure you subscribe to make sure you don't miss any of our content, and also leave a review to let us know how we're doing. And my email address is always listed at the bottom in the episode description area, so if you have any comments, questions, concerns, please let me know. I am joined today by our wonderful Pastor Shar. I'm just so happy to be here. Happy to have you here.
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. And I didn't tell you this, but today is actually a special episode.
Oh.
Today is our 100th episode.
Wow. Yeah. I'm honored.
I was like, I have to bring Shar for the 100th episode.
That's a lot.
It is. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I mean, it's been mostly every week for almost 2 years now.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow. Very cool. Very cool.
Missed a few weeks here and there, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thanks for celebrating with us on the podcast. So.
You're welcome. We should have had cupcakes or something.
Well, we did have donuts up at the staff meeting, true. They were secretly for
Frosted donuts.
Yeah. I didn't tell anybody that that's what they were for. Okay. Because I didn't bring them in or plant them there.
It's our little secret.
Yeah. I have cough drops if you want cough drops.
No.
I can give you a cough drop. What a solid. We party hard here at the podcast.
Oh,
yeah. Cough drops for one. Anyway. I wanted to bring Shar in to speak with us today because last week I talked a bit about like stability and commitment and what do those things mean in a church context. So today I wanted to talk to Pastor Shar about church membership because you do all our church membership classes. You kind of explain what that means to our people. You've been a member here at Faith Covenant for 30 some years
now. Since 1995, spring of 1995. So 29 plus years.
Yeah. So she knows the drill about church membership. And church membership means different things in denominations and different churches and stuff. So it's not, the answers that we have for Faith Covenant are not necessarily applicable to all churches. So how would you explain what church membership is generally?
Yeah, generally it's a commitment to being a part of a church. Mm-hmm. So not just attending. Attending is a wonderful thing, and serving. You can do all the, you know, many things when you attend, but commitment, it's a different level of commitment when you become a member of a church. It's an ownership piece. It's that this is my church, and you get to be a part of leadership, and you get to be a part of making decisions and really seeking God's will for your church.
Mm-hmm. And so then specifically more here at Faith Covenant Church, what does membership mean for us to be a member at Faith Covenant versus somewhere else?
Yeah, like the requirements for membership?
Sure, yeah.
So we ask that people in general attend for 6 months at least prior to becoming a member so that you know what you're getting yourself into. You know a bit about the church, you know the culture, the ethos. I'm in the middle of a membership class right now. We talked about the word ethos on Sunday. So you understand the ethos of the church. You know a little bit about how things work, how you can get involved, how you can serve, what the impact that we have both locally and globally. Mm-hmm. So you kind of are going in with your eyes open, understanding what that really means instead of someone. I've had people come to me after being here for a week and saying, I want to be a member of the church. And I've had to pause sometimes. That's wonderful. We'd love that, but be here for a little bit. Get a feel for who we are before you do that, because it's a serious commitment. It means something.
And so how do you become a member at Faith Covenant Church? You mentioned a class.
Yep. So this is my 19th year of teaching membership classes here.
Wow.
I've been a pastor almost 16 years here, and I've been, maybe 18 years. I've been teaching membership classes for 2 years longer than that, so a long time.
Yeah.
So at present, we are using a four-week membership curriculum that the Covenant denomination puts out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's four weeks in a row. We talk first about the mission of God in the first week, and then we talk about the mission, history, values, distinctives of the Covenant denomination the second week, and then the third week we talk about Faith Covenant Church. Who have we been? How did we start? What's the story of this church, and where are we headed? And then the fourth week we talk about membership. What is it? Why be a member of a church? The question that we're addressing today. So
you mentioned briefly that Faith Covenant Church is an evangelical covenant church. Mm-hmm. It's part of the evangelical covenant denomination.
Yeah.
So if we're a member of Faith Covenant Church, are we a member of the denomination? Do we get a vote at the denominational level then?
Great question, yeah. Our church is a part of the Evangelical Covenant Church in America, which came out of the Swedish Lutheran Church and became a denomination here in the United States in 1885. Mm-hmm. So we've been around a while. We're not the largest denomination around, but we're one of the faster growing ones. We plant quite a few churches, and we're very multi-ethnic. We started as primarily Swedish immigrants, and right now we're growing most rapidly in multicultural, ethnic, non-English speaking churches right now. So it's pretty exciting to be part of the covenant. So yes, when you're part of Faith Covenant Church, you are a part of the Evangelical Covenant Church of America.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But would I then have a say in how things go at the denomination or no?
Yeah, we have, so there's the denomination. I won't go into it. I'll get lost in weeds in this, and I won't. But so there's the denomination, which is national, and then the denomination in the United States and Canada is broken down into 11 conferences,
okay,
or like regions. We call them conferences. So we are part of the Northwest Conference.
Mm-hmm.
So the Northwest Conference every year has an annual business meeting, which happens to be this week, Thursday and Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And at the annual business meeting of the conference, our church gets to send delegates, which are voting members. You need to be a member to be a delegate. And they, so to show up for the meeting for Friday and Saturday is that part of the meeting. So our delegates would be there and would participate in all the business sessions, and then would be able to vote for things that organizations vote for every year.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have an annual meeting of the denomination every year in June. And this church also gets to send delegates to that. And I know you've served as a delegate.
Yep.
I've served as a delegate. You don't have to be staff to serve as a delegate.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's really, really helpful to have people who are not staff
yeah.
serving as delegates. You do have to be a member. But then you get to hear nationally and internationally, in fact, what the Covenant
yeah.
denomination is doing, and be a part of voting on the business side of the denomination, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, your voice is very important.
So if you are a member and you're interested in being a delegate for the annual meeting, which is coming up in June, let someone on staff know, and
yeah,
we can talk
yeah.
to you about that.
It's
I don't
a great
know,
experience.
Yeah, I don't know how many we have, if we have any lined up for this year's meeting, but definitely let us know if you're interested.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So with membership, what are the benefits? Like, is it like a rewards program where like we show up so many times and we get a free something? Like, do I get like better parking when I'm...
yeah, you get an extra little thing in your crown in heaven. No, you don't.
So if you want good parking at Faith Covenant, get here early. That's
no.
a secret.
When I became a member here in 1985, this is when we used to have old-fashioned keys to unlock the church door. Mm. And every new member got a key to the building on New Member Sunday.
Every member.
When you became a member, you got a key to the church. We do not do that anymore.
No, we don't. No, we do not.
So the benefits would be for you, and the benefits would also be for the church. I mean, for the benefits for you as a member are that you mentioned the word stability at the beginning. You are a part, you belong to this church. This church is your church. It doesn't belong to the staff.
Mm-hmm.
It's not our church. It's not my church. It's the church of the members. So we get to discern together what God's will is for our church and how God wants to use our church. So you get the benefit of knowing that you belong and that you're a vital piece of the church and your voice is important and you are a part of voting for things for the church moving forward. So that would be a benefit for you personally. A benefit for the church is we get to be the body of Christ together, and we are so much better together that the body is diverse, so diverse. Women and men of all backgrounds and ages and careers and vocations and family organization or what kind of family structure. So we get to serve one another, and we get to be served by one another. We get to do life together with people who are quite different from us, and that's a really, really beautiful thing for the church.
Mm-hmm. And to be clear, like, we're not saying that we're only going to serve members of the
mm-hmm.
church versus
mm-hmm.
attendees. It just means that when you declare membership in the church here, you're making a little bit more of a commitment and saying,
yeah.
I'm not just going to walk away if things get a little bit difficult. I'm going to
yep.
be here and
yeah.
work for the best of this church.
Right, right. This is not a not a perfect parallel, but sometimes people talk about it like the difference between a couple who is living together and a couple who gets married.
Mm.
Or a couple, if you're not even living together, if you're engaged versus married. I do a lot of premarital counseling and quite a few weddings, and there is a difference between being engaged to someone and being married.
Yeah.
You Our son is getting married in September. He's engaged. He and Emma have been together a while. They love each other. They're fully committed to each other, but they are not yet married.
Right.
And when you get married, it's different than church membership because it's for life. Yes. You're making a lifelong vow, which you're not in church membership, but it's still,
it's a different level of commitment.
There's a different level of commitment, a different feeling that happens when you take that step. And similar in church membership. And again, when you become a member of a church, you're not saying, I'm going to be there for the rest of my life. You're not making a permanent for as long as you live vow. But still, it feels different.
Yeah.
It feels more settled. It feels more like a home, like a belonging.
It's not something you just walk away from.
Right. It's a little bit harder to leave. Yeah.
And so we mentioned a couple times that members get to vote here at Faith Covenant when we have like a church annual meeting or something. What kind of things do we vote on here at Faith Covenant Church?
Yeah, we vote on really exciting things like the budget.
Super fun.
We also vote on the election of officers. Mm-hmm. So our leadership team, they help lead our church and make all kinds of HR and business and budget decisions. So we vote on that. We vote on constitutional changes if we're looking to make a difference to the way we do business and the way we do work, because there's that side of a church too. So you get to be a part of those.
And voting on pastors.
And voting on pastors. If you're a pastor here, you're voted on by the congregation. So that's, you're called by the church and you're called by the members, yeah.
So you are a pastor because people at Faith Covenant voted for you
and said,
you are a pastor here.
They did.
And we love you, so.
They did.
Yeah. So what, with all that kind of said about what church membership is, what is it not? What does it not mean? Well, we already mentioned it's not free parking.
Yeah.
Well, we do have free parking. All our parking is free, to be clear. It's not reserved parking.
Right.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. That's a good question. What is church membership not?
It's not automatic salvation.
No, it is not automatic salvation. Yeah. It doesn't mean that you're better or more important than somebody else who's here. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're more holy or more spiritual than somebody else who's here. Those are some important things. So two things are required of membership. This is what is membership is, but maybe it'll help answer the other one too. So to be a member at Faith Covenant Church or a covenant church in general, you need to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And you're asked to actually write out your faith story as part of the application process. And that's not the case in all denominations. And you're also, it's expected that you're, or yeah, it's assumed that you're baptized and asked that you have been baptized or you will be at the next opportunity. Whether you were baptized as an infant or an older adult, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But you have been baptized, and that's different from some other churches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So is church membership something that the Bible calls us to?
Another good question. Yes and no. I would say yes. However, we're saying yes through a 2024 lens where we have church buildings, we have staffs, and we have budgets, and we have processes and membership classes. And in biblical times, they didn't have that. Somebody would preach a sermon, and hundreds or thousands of people would be added to the church that day by merely saying yes to following Christ. So in biblical times, people followed Christ, believed that Jesus was the Son of God who lived and died and rose from the dead. Resurrection is the key to Christ. And so following Christ and his teachings and believing that he is God's Son and that he does live today and that there is a different kingdom way of living, that equaled membership. They didn't call it membership, but you were part of the kingdom. In biblical times. And here you can be a part of the kingdom of God before you're a member of a church. So it's a little different in that, but we are called. It was, I guess, assumed in biblical times when you said yes to following Christ, you were a part of a Christian community, which looked differently than it does now. They pooled everything together. They shared meals together. If somebody needed something, it was provided. Nobody went without anything. So the believers had all things in common. They met together regularly for to read God's word and to pray and to seek to live according to Christ. And you just were. It just mm-hmm. wasn't separated. There was no, I'm a follower of Christ, I'm not connected to the body of Christ. That wasn't a distinction then.
Right.
And it, for some people, it wants to be now. So membership is another way of, I'm all in.
Yeah.
This is who I am, and these are my people, and this is how I'm called to live. I'm called to live a kingdom life with other members of the kingdom.
Yeah. That's a beautiful way of describing it. I'm going to skip that question because we already kind of answered it. So if somebody wants to be a member at Faith Covenant Church, what should they do?
Yeah. Well, be here for 6 months. And not just attend, but like be here, be present. We assume of all people who are members, so this is different from some denominations too. We're a believer's church as a denomination, meaning that we're a church membership here for all believers. It doesn't matter if you grew up in the Catholic Church. It doesn't matter if you grew up in the Lutheran Church. It doesn't matter what denomination you grew up in. It doesn't matter if you didn't grow up in a Christian home. It doesn't matter if you've walked with Jesus for 90 years or 6 months, really. But we are a church for believers, for membership. I've lost the question. What was your question?
If anybody wants to be a member, what do they do?
So we assume for membership that you are a follower of Christ, that you have a personal relationship with Jesus outside of Sunday morning, that you have a devotional life. And it assumes that you are serving here. It assumes that you are giving of your finances here, that you are supporting the church financially. That's assumed of membership. And some people have in the past waited on membership. If they're not, they haven't been giving financially, then they know, like they have self-opted out and said, oh, I'm not ready to make that commitment. So we're assuming that you're here faithfully, that you're involved, that you're giving, that you're serving, and that you're supportive of the church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so we are running a class right now, a membership class right now.
Yeah.
How often do they do that? And how, if we want to take the membership class, how do we start that?
Yeah. You just reach out to me. We let people know in lots of ways. We let you know in the newsletter, probably not on the website, but in the newsletter and during Sunday services.
It'll be on the website on the Event Hub.
Event Hub on the website. Yeah, the Event Hub.
Yep.
So you would look on the Event Hub. You would be at church, so you'd hear it in the announcements, and then you'd be reading the newsletter every week, so you'd mm-hmm. know that there's a class coming up, and then you just let me know that you want to come. And I always say to people, I say this every week till the fourth week of membership class, be here. You're not making a commitment to becoming a member by sitting through the class.
Yeah.
You can sit through all 4 weeks and go, that was really helpful information, or I still have some questions, but I'm not ready to take that step yet. And I mentioned that's happened in the past, mm-hmm. primarily over giving, but not necessarily.
And that's okay, just because if you take mm-hmm. the class and decide not to do membership right away, you can still keep participating on any and every level. Come to other classes, come to church services, come to Wednesday nights, be in a small group, all those things.
Yeah. Most levels. I would say that our leadership team and our deacon team are, you need to be a member mm-hmm. to serve in those, because those are leadership positions leading this church forward. So you do need to be a member to be a deacon or on the leadership team. But I believe anywhere else you can serve as an attender.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And please do.
Yes, please do. Yeah.
So then the last question, and I'll ask this of both of us, what does church membership mean to you personally?
Yeah, this has been my church home. This has been our church home for a long time. Kirk's been here since 1987, and we got married in 1994, and one of the first things we did was we signed up for the first membership class after marriage. It mm-hmm. just felt grounded. It felt like we were home. And the church has changed a lot in 30 years, and the people who attend here have changed a lot in 30 years, but still, this is our family, this is our home. And I feel pretty privileged as a pastor to have served here all that time, because I know a lot of other pastors who have moved around quite a bit as pastor. I know it's unique for me to have been here as a member for so long. It's a gift to us, mm-hmm. yeah.
One, I'd say for myself, what it means is just kind of like we've said before, it's just a level of commitment. It's a level of like, I'm going to stay here and seek the good of this body, mm-hmm. of this part of the body of Christ, before just leaving.
Yeah.
And I almost did leave at one point because there is a transition, a pastoral transition several years ago. And I was like, I had one foot out the door and I was just reminded that this is about being the body. And now instead of leaving, I stayed and became a member within a couple months of that. And it was just kind of such a surprising turn for me that God did that. And
that's beautiful.
Yeah. And it was just a point of like, no, I'm not going to leave just because things didn't happen the way that I wanted it to, or because I was frustrated about something. Like, being a part of a church is bigger than mm-hmm. what I want. It's bigger than that. And so I kind of needed to be checked by that. And so that kind of made me go, no, I need to be a member here. Like, I need to put down some roots mm-hmm. and stay when it gets difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm so glad I did. And here I am.
And that's what family does. You know,
exactly.
Family doesn't leave the first time there's an argument or mm-hmm. the first time somebody doesn't get their way.
Yeah.
Family stays and stays well. I was asked years ago to preach one Sunday morning on leaving a church. I was like, wow. Great. I
like, do this here's shorts. How to leave well if you have to?
Yeah,
or...
yeah.
Okay.
On leaving a church. Like, when would you leave a church and how might you leave? And that's the big piece is leave well. Again, you're not, when you become a member of a church, you're not signing on till death do we part. But you are signing on to stay and to stay through some hard things. But there are times, and we won't, that's a different topic for a different day,
right.
But there are times where it may make sense to leave a church.
Mm-hmm.
And then the really important thing is to leave well, just as we invite people to stay well.
Yeah.
If you're here, be here well. And if you have a question or a concern, talk directly to somebody about that.
Yeah.
And if someone else is sharing concerns or gossipy things or frustrations with you, encourage them to talk directly to the person. And then when you leave well.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to somebody and say, here's, you know, where I'm heading out the door and this is why, and I want you to know that, and bless the church as you leave, because we're all brothers and sisters in Christ.
Yeah. Well, I like that's what you said there at the beginning of that was, you know, you're not just joining a church, you're joining a family. And like,
mm-hmm.
that's the language that the Bible uses to describe the body of Christ. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. You don't just get to walk away.
Right.
Like, certainly there are, you know, non-ideal examples of family relationships where boundaries need to be set.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not just joining an organization that exists for your benefit.
Right.
You're joining a church that exists for the world's benefit, to be mm-hmm. the hands and feet of Christ. It's bigger than just, oh, I like being here. No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's bigger
yeah.
than that.
Yeah. We are the bride of Christ. The church is the bride of Christ. And we are, what does Brad say? We are the hope of we're the greatest hope of the world. We're the answer. We're what Jesus said. You, take this.
Yeah.
Share this, change the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also interesting, too, what you said about leaving well, because when I did consider leaving, I'm not sure I would have left well.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was part of what convicted me to say, it's like, ooh, you want to leave on a snarky note, which isn't as shocking to anybody who knows me. But, like, if I had left, if I had said the thing that I thought I wanted to say, it would have been a snarky comment, and it wouldn't have been for anybody's benefit except for my own ego. And yeah, that wasn't, thankfully, other people said words that I needed to hear to make me stay. And
mm-hmm.
I'm really glad I did.
Yeah. Because the other piece of that, if you leave in a snarky way, and some have throughout the years, you know, but then you take that snark with you. You take that unsettled thing with you to your next church, and then you infect your next church with that snarky, unhealed, unhealthy attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so you're bringing that to your next place of worship, and that's not what God wants.
Yeah. Well, and what's the saying, like, if you find a church of perfect people, you're going to ruin it by being there or something?
yeah.
Nobody's perfect.
Yeah.
You're not going to find the perfect church.
That greener grass over there?
Yeah.
No, it's
not necessarily greener.
Right.
It's maybe a false green. They maybe spray painted it, so.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say about church membership?
No, it's one of my favorite things to do is teach membership classes. I think it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have five people going through right now, and it's a beautiful group of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're grateful that you've been doing that faithfully for all these years, so thank you for that. Thank all of you who are watching or listening. For those of you who are members, thank you for being committed to Faith Covenant and for stepping up that way. And if this is something that's making you think and say, you know, this is time for me to do that, reach out to Char. Yeah. How often do we usually do the membership classes? Like twice a year?
Two or three times a year, depending. Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you miss this current opportunity to do so, we'll have another one probably this fall. We are going to be on this fall.
But maybe you'll teach one.
Maybe I'll teach one. Maybe Shard's going to pass the reins to me.
Oh, maybe.
You're doing great. Let's keep it that way. So, well, thank you so much, Char, for joining us today. Thank you all watching or listening. We're very grateful that you would make some time for us. And I hope you have a wonderful and blessed day.